From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The U.S. Secret Service says it has discovered another unauthorized guest gained access to a state dinner at the White House back in November. More from NPR's Don Gagne.
The November 24th state dinner for the Prime Minister of India is best known as the event where Tariq and Mikhail Salahi talked their way through security and actually shook hands with the president in the official receiving line. Now it's been confirmed that a third uninvited guest got through security that night. The Secret Service says a person who's not been identified boarded a bus with the official delegation from India at a D.C. area hotel. Security at this point was handled by the State Department. The bus then drove to the White House, and the individual made it onto White House property. But the Secret Service also says there's no indication the subject had any contact with the president. Since then, changes have been made in security procedures for White House events. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
Virginia Appeals Court today has rejected an appeal by September 11th co-conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui. In a ruling today, the three-judge panel of the 4th U.S. Circuit rejected Moussaoui's claim he was denied potentially helpful evidence during his trial. Moussaoui also said his right to choose his counsel was violated because the judge required any attorney involved in his defense undergo a national security background check. Moussaoui is the only person to stand trial in a U.S. court in connection with the attacks. He pleaded guilty to helping plan the attacks and is currently serving a life prison term. Justice Department's Inspector General has found major failings in the U.S. Marshals program to protect judges and prosecutors. The report says threats against judges and prosecutors have more than doubled since 2003. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Judicial security became a front-burner issue in 2005 when a man shot and killed a judge in an Atlanta courtroom. That same year, a judge's family was killed in Chicago. Congress had hearings, and the Marshals Service ramped up its judicial security program. The Marshals trumpeted a new 24/7 threat monitoring center. But this new report says there are still serious gaps. Part of the problem is that prosecutors and judges don't report all of the threats against them. When they do, the Marshals Service may take days to follow up. Then this report says the Marshals may not provide enough protection. The Inspector General also found that the Marshals don't coordinate with other law enforcement agencies enough. The report recommends 14 solutions, and the Marshals said they agree with all of them and have begun making changes. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Cold winter weather from Maine to Florida is causing problems for schools and commuters today. Cold weather even resulted in the shutdown of a nuclear power plant. The Salem Unit 2 plant in New Jersey had to be idled because ice in the Delaware River was getting into the cooling mechanism. Farmers in central Florida, meanwhile, are trying to protect their strawberries and other crops from freezing. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 155 points. The NASDAQ was up 39 points today. This is NPR. New security procedures are taking effect today for some international flights, and long lines are being reported at some airports. New guidelines put in place after an unsuccessful attempt to bring down a Northwest flight on Christmas Day include full-body pat-downs for people traveling from 14 countries, including Nigeria, a move that prompted protests from some Nigerian officials, including the country's information minister, Dora Akwanili.
It's unfair to discriminate against 150 million people because of the behavior of one person.
23-year-old Nigerian man arrested in connection with a failed Christmas bombing was on a list with 500,000 other terror suspects, but the government said it did not have sufficient information to place him on the no-fly list. Power outage at Reagan National Airport shut down flights and brought security screening to a halt for more than an hour today, and Paris Audie Cornish reports.
During the power outage, passengers found themselves in ever-growing lines as ticket counters went dark and security screeners closed down. Tara Hamilton, spokeswoman of the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority, says that although the power outage affected the entire airport, backup generators allowed for some limited activity.
We have priorities for the air traffic control tower, for our security systems, and for the security checkpoints. So we were able to bring some of those back up. But we wanted to restore full power, and that's what we've been able to do now.
Hamilton says that although power has been restored, travelers in the area should expect delays and should check with airlines for more information. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Oil prices rose sharply today. The price of crude oil for February delivery was up $2.15 a barrel, settling in at $81.51 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.